We shall now be pleased to hear from Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. He has brought a letter from the First Presence that he would like to read to the family. Following Elder Holland, we shall be pleased to hear from Dallin H. Oaks, Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Following his remarks, at the conclusion of his remarks, the Utah Baroque Ensemble will sing "The Spirit of God Like a Fire is Burning." The congregation will please join in the chorus only. The benediction will be offered by Otto Draper, a brother-in-law to Brother Hugh Nibley.
Phyllis and family, there are dozens of the general authorities of the church, so many other friends, who would like to be here today if they could, and if their duties permitted. Chief among those are the First Presidency of the church, and they have asked that I read this letter to you and to the family. The original is here. I'm reading a copy. Dear Sister Nibley, we were indeed saddened to learn of the passing of your dear husband and our friend, Hugh Winder Nibley, and express to your family our heartfelt and sincere condolences. At the same time, we rejoice with you in his life of devoted service. Throughout his long and fruitful life, Brother Nibley demonstrated his love for the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Book of Mormon. He will be long remembered for his scholarly research and his varied contributions to religious studies. We are confident that your family members will take comfort in the quality of his life and in the memories you share of his abiding love for his family and his testimony of the gospel. We are sincerely grateful for Brother Nibley's dedicated service as a missionary and in the various auxiliaries of the church. We note that his book, An Approach to the Book of Mormon, was at one time part of the church's official curriculum. We also acknowledge with gratitude his significant leadership at the Foundation for Ancient Research in Mormon Studies. We are aware of the important role your love and devotion had in all that Brother Nibley accomplished. May you be sustained by that spirit which comes from him who said, "I, even I, am he that comforteth you." The Lord has said, "Thou shalt live together in love, insomuch that thou shalt weep for the loss of them that die. Those that die in me shall not taste of death, for it shall be sweet unto them." Such has been the experience of your husband as he returned home to a loving Father in heaven. There he is happily reunited with loved ones who preceded him in death and will await the opportunity to once again be with you and others left behind. Although there is no substitute for the love of a dear husband, we pray that you will be blessed with peace and comfort at this tender time of parting and in the years ahead. With love and kind regards, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, and James E. Faust. Sister Nibley, it'll be my delight and honor to give you that original in this envelope following the service, and in addition to leaving that letter, I leave with you personally my love, my support, my condolence, and a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom your husband lived and died defending. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen.